And our next guest is Barbara Foley of the Ron Foley Foundation. Since losing her husband to pancreatic cancer, Barbara has become a crusader for Connecticut families affected by the deadly disease.
And the second annual Rockaway Pancreatic Cancer Fundraising event during National Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month in November. And she is just one of the finest ladies you'll ever, ever meet. And as my friend just told you, the president of the Ron Foley Foundation. And Barbara, it's so great to have you. We're honored to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Brad.
And, oh, I'm sorry, Brad, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you know, Barbara, pancreatic cancer, people hear of it. But it is such a dreadful form of cancer. Not that any form of cancer is good, but my late ex-mother-in-law passed away from pancreatic cancer. And as you well know, Barbara, and something I'm sure you want to emphasize to folks here, oftentimes when there are symptoms, it's too late.
Exactly.
And it's often the people that survive this, Barbara, only survive it because it's been detected almost accidentally with other forms of screening or imaging for something else. And the only time you can really beat this thing is if it's detected at an ultra early stage.
Right, and that rarely happens.
Rarely,
Rarely. Really, the symptoms of pancreatic cancer are very, you know, common symptoms. Lower backache, sudden weight loss, abdominal pain, nausea, jaundice, late onset diabetes is also something to be looking out for. Mm-hmm. But they could mask so many other diseases or other ailments, and so yes, it's detected very very late. Typically, it's pancreatic cancer is the third deadliest cancer, and it's predicted to become the second deadliest by the year 2020. That's 2 years away.
Really?
Yeah. 54,000 people will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And in 2019, that same year, 44,000 people will die from that disease. It's a tough cancer. It's the only of the major cancers whose mortality rates are on the rise rather than on the decline.
It is important to raise
awareness.
And as you said, you know, I have a little diarrhea or I have a backache. And then suddenly these, as it was with, again, my late ex-mother-in-law, she thought nothing of it. And then all of a sudden when, you know, the lower abdominal stuff and the diarrhea didn't clear up, she went to her doctor and you know, bless her, she was given, I think, about maybe a year or two. And she fought the thing and she stretched it out to about 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
She really did. And only at the end did her body give out.
That is remarkable. Well, I'm sorry to hear of your experience with the disease. It's a tough one. And that's why after my husband lost his battle, my husband Ron lost his battle in 2005, I established the Ron Foley Foundation. And our mission is to raise funds for pancreatic cancer research, which are woefully inadequate, to raise awareness of pancreatic cancer through education, like shows like this, and to provide financial aid to pancreatic cancer patients in need through our Ron's Rescue Fund. It's a quick-moving disease, usually found so late. Mm-hmm. People can't work, they can't pay their rent, their spouses need to take time off to be with them, and so Ron's Rescue steps in and helps them out with those, you know, day-to-day expenses. But November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and that's why it's so important for shows like yours to feature and to discuss the disease. Thank you so much.
Now, Barbara, you are just such a special person to me because of what you have done and have never given up. Now, on Friday, November 16th, could you tell us just what is going to happen?
Yes. Well, our friends at New Country Motor Car Group, Tim Parker and the BMW, Mini Cooper, and Mercedes-Benz dealerships, they are our wonderful loyal partners and presenting sponsors at our Keystone fundraiser, Ron's Run for the Roses, for the past 5 years and going on six. They also host and put on this amazing event in November at their Mercedes-Benz dealership, 1 Weston Road in Hartford. And they bring in a wonderful talent this coming Friday, November 16th. You're invited to join us for a private concert by the Como Brothers. It's a duo from Long Island. They're a pop, rock, and blues duo. Their music has been featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, on MTV's Real World. They're wonderful. If you go to our website, you can check out their link and hear their music. They are just fantastic. So they turn their Mercedes-Benz showroom into a beautiful coffee house type atmosphere. We have food and beverages, light food and beverages, and there is a concert from 6 to 9 p.m., a private concert by the Como Brothers. Admission or a minimum donation for tickets is $50, and you can buy tickets at the door, or you can contact us at ronsrun.org.
What is that again?
Ronsrun.org. Uh-huh. And also, if you'd like to call at 860-521-0500, and if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you.
I'm sorry, ronsrun.org or 860-521-0500.
Exactly. It should be an amazing event. On Friday, our own private concert held at New Country Mercedes-Benz. It was the Como Brothers, 6 to 9 p.m.
Well, again, I know that you'll have a sellout. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
I hope so. And, you know, we can celebrate life through this wonderful music, and we can raise awareness of a very deadly disease and a very tough disease. So it's a great event to support.
And, Barbara, if you ever need any help at all, mm-hmm. just call us, will you?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No question.
Oh, thank you very much.
Barbara Foley, president of the Ron Foley Foundation.
Barbara, thank you. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Phone number.